Hey, peeps, quick question for you. When was the last time your boss asked you how you were doing? And you actually believed they wanted to know. Like, not the calendar invite disguised as a check-in. Not that, hey, you got a sec? That's really, hey, I need something. I mean, someone looked you in the eye or in the Zoom square and genuinely said, how are you? For real. If you felt something just now, that's the episode. Let's play. Hey, hey, my people leaders, my culture creators, my I lead humans, not headcounts crew. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and today, lead like an actual human being. I'm your host, Erin Deal. And before we jump in, quick favor that genuinely helps this show grow. If you have ever had a moment listening where you went, oh, I needed that. I want you to leave us a review on iTunes, please. Those reviews help us reach more leaders, land incredible guests, and keep this playdate going. And I read every single one. So thank you in advance. And listen before we get into it, because I know some of you right now are thinking, I want to be a better leader, but I don't even know what kind of leader I am. We made you something. It's called the What's Your Leadership Style and Your Next Business Move Quiz. It takes a few minutes, literally three. You'll find out exactly how your leadership style drives motivation, and you'll walk away with three specific ideas you can start building into your business right away. You can grab it in the show notes. I would highly recommend taking it before or right after this episode. All right, let's play. Okay, so here is the thing. We have more leadership books, more courses, more frameworks, and more LinkedIn thought leaders than at any point in human history. And yet, people are still quitting their bosses. They're still disengaged. They're still sitting in on one-on-ones mentally while planning their grocery list. What's going wrong? It's not that we don't have enough leadership strategies. It's that we forgot the human in the middle of them. And this isn't just a feel-good theory, y'all. The numbers back it up. So Gallup's latest data says that managers account for 70% of the variance in team engagement. 70%. That means no ping pong table, no unlimited PTO, no we are a family mug is going to go help fix what a disconnected leader breaks. And get this, a DDI study found that employees who feel their leaders are empathetic are over 75% more likely to be engaged. Meanwhile, only about one in three employees strongly agree that someone at work cares about them as a person. Let me say that again. One in three employees strongly agree that someone at work cares about them as a person. Two out of three people go to work every single day and feel like nobody genuinely gives a rip about them. That's the gap we're closing today. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. So my peeps, here is what I need you to hear. Human first leadership is not soft leadership. It's not. It is the hardest. It is the bravest. It is the most effective form of leadership there is. Because it means that you stop hiding behind processes and you start showing up as a literal person. It means that you care enough to be uncomfortable. It means you lead with curiosity before correction. And when you do that, people don't just stay. They don't just perform. They become the kind of team that makes everyone else say, what are they doing over there? That's what's possible. And it starts with this framework that I'm about to give you. Okay, take a deep breath in with me. Breathe it out. Take a deep breath in with me. Breathe it out. Because guess what, my peeps? We are not adding more to your plate today. We are replacing what's not working with what actually does. So, because I'm me, I turned this into an acronym. You're welcome. It is a four-step framework called the Human Method, H-U-M-A-N. And you know I'm gonna give you four steps that are rooted in improv comedy that will make you the kind of leader people actually want to follow. And I will not quit my day job, but I needed y'all to wake up, because listen up. Listen up. This framework is going to change the game. It's not adding. It is not putting more on the plate. It is literally replacing what's not working with what does. The Human Method. H-U-M-A-N. Okay. Actually, technically, it's four letters because here starts with H, not U, but we're going to go with it. Improv rule number one, we're going to commit to the choice. So, step one, the H, hear before you help. See what I mean? You see what I mean? You see what I did? Okay, so in improv, the single most important skill is listening. Not waiting for your turn to talk listening, not I'm already forming my response listening. It's real listening. It's the kind where you're so tuned in that you can feel the energy shift in the room before a single word is spoken. Most leaders hear a problem and they immediately jump to solution mode. And hey, that's not evil. You want to help, and I get it, and I love you for it. But here's what happens. Your team member comes to you and they say, hey, I'm struggling with this project. And then you say, oh, have you tried this and this and maybe this and then put this on and then try this out? And they leave feeling unheard, even though you gave great advice. Because they don't need a solution always. They needed to be seen. So I want you to try this. This is part of the Human Method, the H. The next time somebody brings you a problem, before you respond with a single solution, I want you to say, okay, tell me more about that. Four words. That is it. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. That's five. You guys, math, you know, math. So in improv, we call this listening to discover. You're not listening to fix, you're listening to understand the full scene before you jump in. I want you to try it this week and I want you to watch what happens. I'm telling you, this works not only with your team, but with your kids, with your family members. I tried this out on my son recently. It's so beautiful because truly, sometimes they just want to be heard too. So it works in life, in business, all the things. So that's your H. Now, step two, the U. It stands for unleash the yes and. Now, if you have listened to this show for more than 11 seconds, you know I love a good yes and. But here's what most leaders get it wrong. They yes, but their people all day long. So something like, great idea. But we don't have the budget. I love that, but it's not the right time. That's interesting, but let's stick to the plan. Every but is an eraser. It literally wipes everything that came before it. And human first leadership replaces the but with and. Great idea. And let's figure out how we could resource it. I love that. And I want to find the right window to test it. That's interesting. And let's explore what it would look like alongside the plan. Same information, completely different energy. So yes, and doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. It means you make people feel like their contribution matters before you redirect. So I want you to try this. Pick one meeting this week, and every time you want to say but, swap it for and. Just one meeting. And I want you to see how it changes the room. All right. Step three, H-U-M. The M stands for make it safe to fail. So in improv, there is no failure. There are only gifts. We literally say that. When you make a mistake on stage, that's not a mistake. It's the best thing that could have happened because now the scene gets to go somewhere unexpected. But at work, failure is a four-letter word. Well, seven letters. Y'all, what is math? What is math today? Seven letters, but you get it. So people are terrified to try new things because they've been trained, sometimes by you, sometimes by the culture, that mistakes have consequences. And I'm not saying that consequences don't exist, but there's a massive difference between what went wrong and what did we learn and what do we try next. The first one creates fear. The second one creates innovation. The first one creates fear. The second one creates innovation. So Google has an entire project, the Aristotle study, you know, the one where they studied their most effective teams, and they found that the number one predictor of high performance was psychological safety. Not talent, not experience, not strategy, safety. So I want you to try this. In your next team meeting, share a mistake you made recently out loud to the group. Watch the energy shift. Watch the shoulders drop. Watch people start to breathe. You model the behavior and the scene follows. Fun fact for you, if you're not on our newsletter list, you should be. Every Friday, we send a Fail Friday newsletter where we list four things at the very top that we failed at that week. And I'll tell you what, it's humbling. It is humbling. Like sometimes when things happen, I'm like, okay, and that one's going in the Fail Friday newsletter, okay? So it's truly something that my team and I have started doing since COVID 2020, and it's freeing, man. So if you're not on the list, get on the list. You can literally go to our website, learntoimproveit.com, and it will take you right there. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. All right, that is the M of human. H-U-M-A is step four, and A stands for ask, don't assume. So this is the big one, and it's where the most well-meaning leaders completely fumble. So in improv, we have a principle, don't write the scene for your partner. Meaning, don't walk on stage and tell the other person who they are, what they're doing, how they feel. That is not collaboration. That is a monologue, okay? And yet leaders, they do this every single day. I know you're probably frustrated. Did you ask? You seem like you don't want to be here. Did you check? I figured you wanted the promotion. Did you actually ask them what they want? Assumptions are scene killers in improv and in leadership. And you know what it means to assume? Makes an ass out of you and me. You've heard that one before. I didn't make that up. Okay. But a human first leader replaces assumptions with curiosity. So how are you feeling about this? What would make this better for you? What does success look like from your perspective? These are the questions that build trust, because trust isn't built by knowing all the answers. It is truly built by caring enough to ask the questions. So I want you to try this. I want you to pick one person on your team this week, and instead of telling them what you think they need, I want you to ask them, what's one thing I could do differently to support you better. And then, y'all, wait, this is the hardest part. Hold my hand. Actually listen to the answer. Okay? Actually listen to the answer. Okay. So, here's the recap. H, hear before you help. U, unleash the yes and. M, make it safe to fail. A, ask, don't assume. The human method, okay? N, just know this. Just know this, y'all, okay? You've got your H, you've got your U, you've got your M, you've got your A, you've got your N. The N stands for the next time. Because here's what you're going to do. You're going to go back the next time and you are going to repeat this method. Hear before you help. Unleash the yes and. Make it safe to fail. Ask, don't assume. You don't need to overhaul your entire leadership style overnight. You just need to start leading like a human. Which, plot twist, we already are. So here is your playground practice this week. This is called the human check-in, all right? So here's what you're going to do. Step one, pick three people that you lead, your direct reports, peers, whoever. And step two, I want you to reach out to each of them this week, not in a meeting, not on a performance call, just a real human moment. It could be a walk, it could be a coffee, it could be a 5-minute Slack. And I want you to ask them, how are you doing? Like, actually. And then listen. And don't fix. That is my problem, y'all. I do it all the time. Don't fix. Don't advise. Just hear them and then say, thank you for telling me that. And that is it. And if you're sitting here thinking this sounds so simple, it can't possibly matter, that is exactly why it matters. Because not a lot of people are doing it. And if you want to go even deeper on this and you want to figure out how your unique leadership style plays into all of this, take the What's Your Leadership Style and Your Next Business Move quiz. It is literally in the show notes. It takes a few minutes and you'll walk away with three specific moves tailored to you. So, if this episode hit, if it's something in you said, I want to be that leader. I don't want this to just be another episode you listened to and forgot. Take your What's Your Leadership Style quiz and then send this episode to a leader who needs it or a leader who's already doing it and deserves to hear, hey, what you're doing matters. Please leave that iTunes review so we can keep bringing you the good stuff. It takes 30 seconds and means so much to myself and the team who make all of this happen behind the scenes. Because we're not doing leadership on autopilot anymore, y'all. We are doing it eyes open, heart first, and with a whole lot of play. I see you. I'm rooting for you. Now go lead like a human, and I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It.